Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP. I'm Howard Eskin here on a Saturday morning. After a week of 76er basketball conversation, that will go on until the Eagles start training camp. But there'll be a lot of conversation about the 76ers, and obviously there should be with what's happened this week. Certainly after a draft, what gets buried in all this is the Flyers, or the NHL draft was last night, but nobody knows who Nolan, or I shouldn't say nobody. There's very few people who know who Nolan Patrick is, the Flyers' first pick in the draft, who was the second pick of the draft. But it is kind of unfair, at least 50% of it, that Josh Harris, who really does not know anything about sports, is the owner of the team with two number one picks, both the 76ers and the New Jersey Devils. They got the number one pick last night. But this is there's a lot of questions about the Sixers, which people have been talking about and discussing really all week, and certainly after the draft on Thursday night, the discussion all day yesterday. And there's a lot of different storylines, but there still are a lot of questions. Questions which the team won't answer, the fans really can think about, but they can't answer. And let's just start with a couple of them. And I know Markel Fultz, Ben Simmons has not spoken to my knowledge yet. I know Markel Fultz says he can play on with or without the ball. But how will Fultz and Simmons play together? So that's one question. Certainly, that's one of the questions that you can try to answer today. The Sixers can try to answer. Brett Brown said for the last couple of days he likes the challenge. The fact that, and I don't know if he used the word yesterday, but he certainly used the word on Thursday night when he spoke after the pick was official, that he embraces, or he, I'm paraphrasing, but he used the word challenge. He likes the challenge. So it's not a slam dunk on how or whether these two players will fit well together or how long it will take for them to fit. Eventually, I mean, the head coach, and that would be Brett Brown, obviously, has to find out how these two players can play together. And we still don't know whether Ben Simmons can play point guard. We don't know what Ben Simmons can do because we've not seen 1 second of Ben Simmons in NBA basketball. So that's one of the questions. But one of the bigger questions, and the next two kind of go hand in hand. How many games do you think the Sixers can win this next season. Now, they've got a lot of players that were drafted high. There's a lot of number one picks on the team. And that's part of the equation when you think, well, they have all this talent, so they should be that good. Right? Right? I think the Sixers, I don't know that they will win 40 games. I think they should win 40 games. And then there's some people that challenge that. There's some people that think they may win more than that. I don't know that they can win more than that. But they should. And if you base it off of last year, that's 12 more wins, which is a lot. But last year, it was okay. They came, everybody was all excited, and Brian Colangelo was quick to point out that the Sixers had the biggest increase of wins of any team in the NBA. It's like going from 0 to 1. They went from 10 to 28. But I think they should. I don't know if they will. I think the Sixers should win 40 games. So where do you stand on that equation? And then with that, do you think, and I know there's a lot of people that already have this team into the championship round in a very short period of time, it's going to take a while. And you have to understand that. It just doesn't happen overnight. I know the West is stronger than the East, and the Eastern Conference is not that strong, but there's still some good teams there. And there's going to be teams that we don't know are going to be there that we just assume are not. So how long before they make the playoffs? Does it happen this year? And how long before, I'm not even going to talk about the finals, because that's ridiculous at this point to talk about. How many years do you think it's going to take before, talk about it in terms of winning the championship? How many years do you think it's going to take to get into the conference finals? The conference finals. Not the NBA finals, the conference finals. You got to take one step at a time. So there are some questions to think about this morning. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of Sixers talk. And with that, and I'm just going to just mention this, one of the other things I want to talk about this morning are the frauds in sports. The frauds, the total frauds in sports. And the person that comes to mind for me very quickly is Phil Jackson. And the reason he comes to mind, we see what an idiot he is from a basketball standpoint in terms of his evaluation of talent and what he does. But he's a fraud. He built his whole career on two teams that when he went to the Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Lakers, that team was already put together. He just jumped right into a ready-made team in a perfect situation. He didn't have to do anything to coach that team. And this nonsense with his triangle offense and that he lives on, and, you know, he's got to move on. Phil Jackson is a fraud. To talk about him as a great coach, he had the great players that made him the great coach. I don't think Phil Jackson was a great coach. I know for a fact that Michael Jordan, when things needed to be said to players, I know he went to Michael Jordan and asked Michael Jordan to talk, whether it was Dennis Rodman or somebody else. He asked Jordan to talk to them, and he did. Phil Jackson is my, and if you can come up with any others, Phil Jackson is my number one fraud. And I don't think he could have really had any intention of trading Porzingis. He is the centerpiece of that franchise because they can't wait to get rid of Carmelo, who's absolutely a stone-cold loser. Carmelo Anthony is a stone-cold loser. You can never, ever, ever, ever win with him. And any team that takes him on, you're going to get a player with talent, but a player that you can't win with. And they can't wait to get rid of him, but it's so hard with that ridiculously stupid contract that they signed with him. It's just, It's not as much the no trade because other players get that. It's not as much the money because you had to pay him that. It's the trade kicker. I believe it's 15%. If he's traded, he gets 15%, whether it's a bonus or a trade kicker, 15% more on his contract. It is just absolutely, totally ridiculous. So the frauds in sports, Phil Jackson is my number one. The Phillies played last night, and I want people to be honest. How many people did not, and obviously if you're listening to the program now, you are up. How many people went to sleep last night, either didn't watch the Phillies or didn't watch much of the Phillies, but didn't really care about staying up to watch that game and had no idea what they did, they won the game last night, what they did until you checked or heard it this morning, knowing that the Phillies won? It's like, who cares? They won a game. Like, who cares? But how many people didn't know what the Phillies did until you heard it or looked it up this morning and to see what the Phillies did? So those are just some of the things that we can talk about this morning. But obviously, Markelle Fultz was a good pick. I still don't think that trade would have been made, and other people in the organization believe the same thing if Sam Hinkie was still here. He wouldn't have had the guts to pull that trigger. He would have stayed with his third pick. So I just don't think that would have happened. And other people in the organization believed it would not have happened had Sam Hinkie had been here. But he obviously is. They needed a point guard. They got a point guard. They got the best player in the draft. There's other players in the draft that are really good, but they did get the best player in the draft. So everything worked out. Everything's hunky-dory. I don't believe the number that they're throwing out there for season tickets, because when is the last time you have known the 76ers to tell the truth? Really, I mean, think about that. And the reason they put that number out there is, oh, you better get your season tickets now because they're not going to be around if you wait much longer. So they're kind of – this is clearly a message from the spin doctor who is spinning another tale of tickets. And by the way, when they announce season tickets, 10-game plans, people are asked about their renewals. So if you renew your 10-game plan, that counts as a season ticket. So just understand that number, I believe, is bogus. But I will say this, and not to take anything away from the excitement and the interest, and there is a lot of excitement and there's a lot of interest in the 76ers. Absolutely no question. But 14,000, come on now. It doesn't go from like 4,000 to 14,000. People don't have that kind of money right now, especially with the prices that they're charging. So, you know, all these things that get reported that nobody really knows whether are true or not. It's like one of the things reported, and if you heard Markelle Fultz this week with Angelo and all the news conference, and he did a ton of them, where there was a report that all along he wanted to come to the 76ers. And he said no. He said he would have been fine with going to the Boston Celtics. He just wanted to play. These guys just want to play in the NBA. And anybody, so that was one of the stories. Another story this week is Markelle Fultz wears number 20 because he's a fan of Brian Dawkins. I think he admitted I don't think he ever saw Brian Dawkins play. So, Brian Dawkins. Oh, yeah, you got to like him because number 20, he loves Brian Dawkins. So, again, this is not life and death stuff, but this is just goes to show you the things that happen in the world that we live in with social media and Joel Embiid. I tell you what, I hope he can play 50 games. Although, yeah, here's the plus to that. If he doesn't play more than 50 games this year and he's hurt, he's got more time to tweet because everybody just loves his tweets. So he'll have plenty of time to tweet. So he better play more than 50. And you got to remember this part of the equation. He's got to play, I think, 70 games for this team, a season, for this team to be a championship team. There's no question how talented he is. no question how good Joel Embiid is. Nobody can question that. Nobody. But he's got to play. And he's got to play more than 30 minutes a game. And I don't think that's going to happen. He's got it. When you get, if you're in big games at the end of the year, whether it's to make the playoffs or whether it's to play in playoff games, he's got to play more than 30 minutes a game. Got to. All right, let me give you the numbers. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. I'd go to the phones right now, but I want to give people their time to express themselves. And I will do that after we take a break. So it's 888-729-9494. If you have you're out driving around or at home, you just use your cell phone, smartphone, whatever the heck you want to call it. It is #9494 on that terrific AT&T service that I've been using for well over 30 years. And it's #9494 on Verizon. I'm Howard Eskin. It's a Saturday morning. Looks like it's clearing up. The sun is out. The sun is out down here. I don't know where you are. The sun is out after the rain this morning and flood warnings and all that. Everything seems to be okay. Hope you are getting off to a good start on your Saturday morning. 94 WIP, the time now is 8:15. WIP. I'm Howard Eskin, right to the phones. Ivor, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Listen, man, I got to tell you, man, I think these guys, I mean, I love the Sixers, and I like Brett Brown, but I think it's absolutely moronic to drop a point guard, number one, to play him off the ball. Markelle Fultz hasn't played off the ball, and I spent the last couple of years looking at tape of Ben Simmons. He's never played point guard. Just because you can get an offensive rebound and speed down the court and dunk a ball doesn't make you a point guard.
I agree. I totally agree. That's why for weeks, one of the things I said the Sixers needed in the draft was a point guard. They needed a point guard. Ben Simmons is not a point guard.
No, he's not. I mean, point guard position is a position that needs practice. It's a very cerebral position. It needs to be played and have experience. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I just think this guy's a moron. Like, why you want to experiment?
Well, I don't I don't know that he's a moron, but he's a smart guy. But this is what they've been talking about for a while. So now they just can't get off that because they made Ben Simmons think that he was going to be a point guard.
So Brett Brown needs to have the courage enough to say, listen, Ben.
Well, whether he says it or not, he can't. Markel Fultz has to be the point guard. He can't.
I know. I mean, what's the experiment? Yeah. Haven't we suffered enough? Why these guys are ready to screw this up?
Well, I don't know that they're ready to screw it up. They're going to have to find out. No, they're going to find out in the exhibition season. And I think they cut down the number of games so they could have less back-to-back games during the season. I think they cut it only by a couple, maybe, if they did cut it.
Here's
the other problem. Markelle Fultz, I understand, is going to go and play in the summer league. Well, Ben Simmons should be there, too.
I think so, too.
But he won't go. It's his call that he won't go. It's his call. It's not the team's call.
I don't know, Howard.
And that's kind of sad.
He can't guard point guards. He can't guard two guards. Can you imagine the confusion on defense?
Well, that would be the problem. There would be a switch on defense. There would be a switch with Ben Simmons when he went to play defense. That's not the easiest thing to do.
Howard, I'm not a genius, but I watch enough basketball. And I watched enough of Ben Simmons over the last couple of years and all these tapes. No, this guy can't play point guard. I mean, just because you bring the ball at full speed.
All right, so here's the question I asked this morning. How many games do you think the Sixers win this year?
I think they'll win 40, 41, 42 the most.
Well, at the most, 40 games is a lot. I think they should win 42.
Especially if you're going to do this experiment. I mean, listen, if you're a point guard and you can't guard point guards and you can't guard two guards, and I mean, Ben Simmons hasn't demonstrated to me that he can bring the ball up and run an offense. Just because you take off with
Listen. You're preaching to the choir here. Markelle Fultz has to be the point guard. There's not even a question. You know, if Ben Simmons in the half court at times wants to handle the ball and Markelle Fultz will move without the ball, But that can't be your premise. It can't be, he can't be the player bringing the ball up the floor unless he gets a rebound. Then I understand it. He's not a point guard. It's that simple. This early in the morning, Levi, I don't know if I can take this, the honor of you calling this early this morning.
Howard, I'm agreeing with you just about on everything.
Well, how about that?
There you go. Listen, let's not put a damper on the thing just yet. Let's just say that Brett Brown and the Sixers Brain Trust will work it out, which is best for them. They have their three solid pieces now. They should make or should play and win upwards of 40 to 45 games this year.
Well, okay.
Listen, I'm going to say why.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to give you a reason. They won 28 last year.
Correct.
If the Brain Trust doesn't shut it down, Joel Embiid wanted to play, and they could have won upwards of 35 games last year.
Well, he wanted to play, but here is part of that problem. He still got hurt. So he may have wanted to play more minutes. I'm okay. I understand, and that would have been fine. But he didn't. He couldn't play when he was hurt, and he was hurt. And I believe it was more than just a meniscus. I believe it was.
Well,
we've
seen the knee go inside out when he hurt it. I mean, everybody that was watching the film, I saw his knee buckle inside out, and you can see that it was more than what they said it was.
Well, meniscus is not. I don't consider that a really serious injury, but regardless of all that, I believe he had more than the meniscus.
Well, let me just say this much. You know, I'm optimistic about the Eagles, and I'm optimistic about the Sixers. And as far as the Phillies are concerned, yes, I did stay up late last night and watch that game.
You did?
And, you know, yes, wow. I did. Wow. And they're a young team, and, you know,
they stink.
They stink right now, but, I mean, nobody expected them to do anything this year. And I don't know why everybody's so up in arms about that this team is so bad.
Levi.
Nobody expected them to go anywhere.
Levi. Nobody expected them to go anywhere, but did you expect them to be this bad?
Well, the season's not over yet.
Whoa. Did you, we're talking about right now. Did you expect them to be this bad?
No, I didn't. But you know what? I've watched most of the Phillies games this year. And early on, you know, they lost a lot of games by one run. You know, you have to look at the whole game and not just the box score. But when you check the box score at the end, it says that they had a loss. But if you watch the game and saw what happened, sometimes it came down to one or two plays, or, you know, a pitcher giving up a meatball, and that was the end of the game.
I don't care, but that's what baseball is. How did you, okay, well.
That's right. That's
came
what
down
baseball
to
more, is.
When they blew a 5-0 lead the other day at home. Did that come down to one or two plays?
That got on my nerves. That game got on my nerves.
That's the problem. Here's the problem, and here's one of the. And I really do like Pete Maccannon. Odubel Herrera has a baseball
okay,
IQ.
He should have snapped on him. Levi.
Odubel Herrera has a baseball IQ about one above plant life. He is the absolutely the most stupid baseball player I have seen ever. So, all right, so now he runs through a stop sign. He doesn't run out ground balls. And then he gets picked off a third, and there's only one out, and he gets picked off a third. He shouldn't even play that afternoon game after he ran through the stop sign. But I know what, and I can think of at least two managers. When he got picked off and he came back to the dugout, if I was the manager, and I know at least two managers would have said, "Hey, why don't you just take the rest of the day off? I'm sending another player out there to finish this game." That should happen.
Absolutely.
What?
First of all, you don't run through the stop sign. Now you're showing your third base coach up like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, he didn't show him up. He showed how stupid he was.
Yeah,
and Pete Maccannon. Pete Maccannon covered up for him after the game. And that's a joke. Yeah, that's a joke.
He's
trying to be aggressive. He said he's just trying to be aggressive. No, he wasn't. He didn't. The third base coach is there for a reason. And how about this? And I heard Larry Anderson the other day. It was so funny. It's so funny that he went off, too. He's on second base. There's two outs. It's a 3-2 count to the hitter. As soon as he throws the pitch, you are running because you can't be out at third base. It's a 3-2 pitch. It's two outs, and he's not running. He's standing at third base. So he only standing at second base, and he only ended up on third. I don't know what happened to end that inning, but even Franco, who is terrible this year too, is waving at him. It's so bad. They're just let me just ask you two more questions. Mm-hmm. All right, do the 76ers make the playoffs this year?
Okay, you want my opinion, or do you want what I think is going to happen?
Well, isn't what you think going to happen your opinion? Isn't that
no, no, but what I think is going to happen, in my opinion is that they should make the playoffs. The progression
so that's
has
a
to
yes.
move on.
So that's
yes,
a yes.
they have to make the playoffs. Right. Yes, they do.
Okay. Who is your number one fraud?
Chip Kelly, number one fraud in the world.
Chip Kelly, okay. I'll put that down.
Yes, he is.
I have Phil Jackson, but you want Chip Kelly, you can have Chip.
Oh, yeah, that fraud came in here and destroyed our football team. He's an absolute fraud.
Okay.
Number one, nothing at Oregon, and they came in here.
Nothing at Oregon.
Growing.
They won at Oregon, but he's
they won games.
He's not an NFL coach. He's not an NFL coach.
I guess the little sisters that are poor.
Okay, get out of here. he's not an NFL coach. But he can coach in college because he got a lot of players to play around with the way he does it. Oh, boy, back to back. I got to deal with this. Lamont, what the hell do you want this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good
How
morning.
You doing, sir?
I'm just never had a bad day in my life. I've never had a bad day.
Pete McCann is a fraud, too. You put that in the books for letting that stuff go by the other day.
What did I just say? What did
I just say? I heard you.
I mean, it's just
your buddy
brutal.
Heard him.
It's just brutal. He should not have come out for the afternoon game. And then once he gets picked off, he should not have gone back in the game. It's
exactly.
Just, Pete can't.
Oh, you're right.
It's enough of
100%.
Treating this guy with kid gloves. It's enough already. He is just, I don't know that he cares.
I think he's tanking.
Well, he's not tanking. He's just, he's not a smart baseball player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So what did you call
what
about
do you
this
think?
Morning?
Sixers, no?
Sixers what?
You think the Sixers are going to make the playoffs this year?
I think they should, but I don't think they will.
Yeah, they won't win 40 games either.
Well, I think they should win 40. I think they should win 40.
Yeah, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if Embiid is good. His foot is good. You don't know if Ben Simmons
That's a problem. You don't know what
they just got. They got the zoologist. Remember the zoologist they got?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy. Let's find out where he at now.
Okay, well, we'll find out when we'll see how many minutes at Embiid plays. We'll find out. But here's part of the Embiid is a question mark. And you can't just – we're not talking about his talent. We're talking about him physically. So he's never in his life played more than 31 games in a season. Never.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's that could be an issue. But they should win. I mean, it 4 years, and they're still 4 years away, I think, from playing in the conference finals. Now, people might think I'm crazy, but it does not that easy to develop. We don't know about Ben Simmons. We don't know about Ben Simmons. We know he's talented, but we don't know what he can play or how he can play or what he's going to do in the NBA. We haven't seen anything yet. But they are better. There's no question they are better. What's that?
How many games do you think Embiid could play this year?
I would be surprised if he plays more than 50.
That's what I think, too.
We don't know. We just don't know. He hasn't. That's 19 games more than he's ever played in one season. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yes, that's
if
true.
He plays 70 games, they'll be really good. But I don't know that he can play 70 games. And that 70 games, that's not even counting the playoffs if they make the playoffs.
I'm surprised the Sixers didn't pull that trade with Danny Ainge and them for the center, Jahlil Okafor. I'm surprised he didn't
pull
go
what
there.
Trade? Nobody wants Jahlil Okafor. Nobody.
Hey, the kid is good, Howard. Just got to give him time.
No.
He's going to play more minutes.
Too slow.
Than
doesn't defend. Too slow. And he's, I mean, he's not a good rebounder. So, I mean, what qualities? I mean, what qualities? Just because he was a third pick in the draft?
Yeah, but he came from a good organization.
Yeah, but he wasn't the third best player. Well, yeah, there's a lot of guys come from Duke that don't make it. He didn't really have a good Final Four.
Okay.
He did not play. He was not the reason they won the national championship in his last year. He did not have a good Final Four. So, okay. I mean, the scouting reports were the scouting reports. That's the way it was all the time.
Wow.
What did you want to waste my time with? And here's the other thing about the Sixers. Here's one thing. The ownership can sit there and just be happy with themselves. When I say ownership, it's Josh Harris. There's other guys in that ownership group that are really basketball people that really do want to see the best for the team. But the 76ers have not committed to any long-term big-money contract yet.
We'll see. That's
going to start coming up. We'll see how much money Josh Harris wants to spend of his money. When he says he's going to sign free agents, he's going to do this, I want to see how much he spends. After this season, the biggest question the Sixers will have, and we still have to play this season, the biggest question is, do you want to sign Joel Embiid to a max contract, knowing that regardless of what happens this year, he still has a risk for injury? Do you want to do that?
That's the problem.
And then
every
year there's going to be another big contract coming up. And you're going to want him to sign free agents.
There, Howard.
Yep. I tell you what.
You don't know if he can get through the 50 games.
But that's not my point. So we'll see if the ownership steps up and pays big money. All right, what do you want to say about football?
All right, now let's get to football now. Let's get to my favorite sport.
You're a Cowboy fan. They're not going to win 10 games this year.
You know who I still call a fraud? Guy, the GM for the football team of the Philadelphia Eagles. He's doing the same thing Chip Kelly did, bringing all these people, right?
What are you talking about?
1 year contract and spending a lot of money. Howie Rosen.
Well, what's wrong with what he did?
What's wrong? Howard, you know this thing ain't going to – they're not going to win over 6 games, Howard, this year. Maybe 7.
Okay. Lamont, I want you – Lamont, I want you to show up with me in person next week, and you just bring – you just cash out any savings you have, and I will bet – I will match it every penny times
Howard,
a double
listen
that.
To me.
I'll double that. That they will win – more than 6 games.
Listen, Howard, let me tell you something. You got to remember who you got as your backup quarterback.
Well, I'm not remembering anything. I put out the challenge for you there, big guy.
I understand. I'm coming. Well, listen.
Okay.
You got Nicky Pick Six back there. They brought him back for a reason.
Who?
Nicky Pick Six. You know who Nicky Pick Six is.
Who's that?
The quarterback. The backup quarterback.
Wait a minute.
The kid got a problem with his arm already.
Forget about the backup quarterback. You worry about the starting quarterback. Where are the Cowboys going to be without their star? That's just a stupid comment. Lamont, you got dumber than dumb. Get out of here. That's just a stupid comment. You're trying to tell me about the backup quarterback. Nick Foles is a good backup quarterback, but that's what he is right now, a backup quarterback. Carson Wentz is the quarterback. What the hell are you talking about? And Dak Prescott, for that one among many Cowboys fans, Dak Prescott will not have as good a year this year as he had last season. All right? Oh, boy. When I come back, I got to deal with a real dope, and a felon. It'll be the criminal portion of the program, and that would be Arthur. 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. On your wireless device, your cell phone, service that I've been using for a long time, that would be AT&T, #9494, and #9494 in Verizon. WIP Sports Time, 839. 94, WIP. On a Saturday morning. All right, brace yourselves. While I... get ready to take this next call, I got a tough choice here. The first thing is I brought in my Swiss Farms coffee. But then with here at the Tasty Cake Studios, I have all these different selections of Tasty Cake. So I've got a choice between the Tasty Claire Pie, which I've always loved. My favorite from my entire life would be the Butterscotch Crimpets. And this cheese Danish is really good, too. I mean, it's just the standard one. The one that you can always go back to is the Butterscotch Crimpet. So I got to figure out what to have with my coffee. And while I do that, I go to the criminal portion of the program, and that would be the convicted felon, and that would be Arthur. You dope. Were you in the joint last week? Did you get
that? Nah, just a bad week. Bad week, you know what I mean? A lot of people just sitting on the side talking, you know, they questioning me what's going on.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on?
Like I told them, I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean?
Well,
they're fishing.
Well, you're leaving. You're leaving. Uh-huh. Are you leaving for a reason?
I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't like them guys. You got the fishing rod out today.
Wait a minute. You're the one that said you're going to Arizona.
This is true.
Okay, so why are you leaving? Too hot for you here? Is the heat getting big?
It's just time to go. You know what I mean? There's a time for everything in life, tough guy.
Well, there's a time to go back to the joint, too, right? Do you figure that's part of your future, too?
Nah, that's why it's time to go.
Oh, is that right? Oh, you don't think that the Popo in Arizona, Scottsdale, are going to get you?
Nah, they ain't that smart.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Nah.
You don't think they've gotten a report?
There yet.
Okay.
I don't own nothing.
You don't own it, but you do own it.
See, look at you. Look at you. How do I own it if I don't own it?
Well, are you going to tell me your attorney is just buying a house for you to live in?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
That is a statement.
Can I find that guy, too? Can he buy me a house, too?
I don't think you got that kind of relationship, though.
I'll create that kind of relationship. Hey, did your boyfriend from the joint throw in some cash for that home?
I don't know what you're talking about. See, there you go. I never had a boyfriend. Why must you say that to me when you know it's the other? And wait, see, you're trying to dodge it today. But how about the ghost of Hanky? How about that?
Yeah, well, the best thing about what you said is he is a ghost.
He had a number three.
He was a ghost
to one. And now you're all because look at the Sixers.
All right, here's what I had people from
put
the organization. I had people from the organization tell me he would have never made this trade. So that's number one. All right.
Okay,
he would have not made this trade because he wanted to trade for Wiggins and he wouldn't give up a number one pick. And you have too many of them anyway. All right, so now, because you can't sign all those number one picks, you can't sign everybody. There's too many guys. So you got to use them to move up to get one player rather than have a bunch of players, and first-round picks are guaranteed. Now, the guy they drafted at, 25, he'll probably stay over in Europe and play over there, which is fine. But what did he do? He drafted Nerlens Noel in the first round, gone. Michael Carter-Williams, first round, gone. Jahlil Okafor can't wait till he's gone. All right, so with all that, Ben Simmons hasn't played a second. And his other first-round pick, Joel Embiid's played 31 games. That's the most he's played in any one season. So what are you telling me here?
All right, I'm going to tell you this. They sold 14,000 more tickets.
I don't believe
year.
That. That's yeah. a stat. Okay. That is right, their spin.
And they're going to make the playoffs, you dope. And they're starting to build the team the right way. Now, what are you going to say? So give me what have the Eagles done to make them better than the New England Patriots? Because if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, don't you got to beat the best? I'm not done yet.
I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to answer your question with another question. The Eagles have made themselves better. What have the 76ers, and I'll throw it right back at you, what have the 76ers done to make themselves better than Golden State or Cleveland or San Antonio? And don't discard Miami next year. So let's not get carried away here, all right?
Well, listen.
Or Boston.
Listen, no, they're not going to beat Golden State next year. They got
okay,
everything
but
paid
so
for.
What? You, well, you say what? Are, what have the Eagles done to be better than? They're building a team. They're building a bunch of players. They don't have. We don't know what this team is yet. Are they better? Absolutely, no question. They're better. It's the first time people can look forward to a team that's not going to get beat by 50 points or 30 points. I mean, don't tell me these people.
What's the difference?
These
you
people,
get beat by
you know, you're one of those dopes. You're one of
what's
those
the
dopes.
You still lose, you
first of all, you're not
an idiot today.
You're not a Sixers fan. You're a New York fan. So stop.
No, I hate the Knicks, brother. Okay. I hate him.
Okay, but you're a New York guy. So let's go back to what have the Sixers done to make themselves champions other than they've gotten better? Did you like 4 years of garbage? Absolute garbage.
Anybody that said it was all worth it,
going through that, it was not worth it. And I know people that bailed, said, I can't take this anymore. When you watch it just get smoked every game.
Eagles for 50 years they've been building a better team, and you know what they are?
And the Eagles got to win. Both these teams got to win. Both of them have
When's
to win.
When's that going to happen?
I'll tell you what, I think the Eagles get to the championship game before the Sixers get to the championship round, and that means the finals.
Oh, you really dreaming?
Okay, it's a simple question. What can you point to? And you got to give me some evidence. You know, evidence is what...
Oh, you want facts, you mean? Like if we're in the court system.
Yeah, right, yeah. Evidence is what puts you in jail, all right?
Correct. No facts
put you in jail. I want evidence that the Sixers will be in the finals of the NBA.
No, I'm going to say they make the playoffs. Easy, tough guy.
No, I mean before I'm talking about eventually. Give me
evidence. Oh, brother, they're improving. They're doing it the right way.
I know they are. We agree on that.
They got picks. They'll be able to make moves next year. They're in the right mode. They're setting the team up.
I agree.
They're doing it with that kid's 19 years old.
That's all speculation. That's all speculation, as you would say. That's speculation.
Correct.
All right, so that's great. You are right. They're building. But what tells you? Give me a fact. You're now on the stand. The truth, so help me God, all right? Your hands on the Bible. The truth, so help me God. What can you tell me puts them in the championship round eventually?
I'm going to say if Simmons and Embiid stay healthy, they'll be there.
Well, forget about Simmons. I don't worry about Simmons with injuries. I worry about what kind of NBA player he is. But the question is, if Embiid says, so that's speculation. That's speculation.
This is true.
Okay, so speculation doesn't get you into the championship round. So there's no evidence there. 31 games is the best player on that team, without question, is Joel Embiid. Not even close. Not even close. But he hasn't played more than 31 games in his life in a season.
He's been hurt, genius.
Well, exactly. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's the facts. Nothing but the facts.
But they drafted him. He was hurt. So now they threw the dice. Now you want to be mad because they gambled and you don't like it.
Throwing the dice.
Bones.
All right. And let me go.
Now they're rolling the dice. This is it.
Okay.
This is his time.
All right. How many times are you a winner in your lifetime throwing the dice?
I don't throw the dice, you dope. I told you I bet wrong. I bet with the house.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But,
I even got to teach you the frat game.
Okay,
In other words, I bet wrong.
Okay.
In other words,
you know what I'm asking you. In craps, are you ahead or behind?
I would say behind.
Okay. You proved my point. You are the defense rests, all right?
Hey, now let me say this.
The defense rests, Your Honor.
The Phoenix Open. I'll be at the Phoenix Open next year.
Oh, I'm going to tell people to point you out.
I got passes because that's how close I live to it. 4 day passes I got. I'll be there 4 days in a row.
Nice, isn't that nice? All right, I'm going to leave you with this before you sing. The Giants, forget about the New York Giants because they're not going to be as good as you think they are. The Yankees have fallen back to earth. All right, they have fallen back to earth. So they're not going to be as good as you think they were going to be. So that's got to make it
not even the All-Star break yet, you dope.
Okay.
And we're in first place. But that's okay. That's just me talking out loud today and listening to you because you just on. Yeah, who's in first? The Yankees.
So okay, so all right, I don't mean not to. Okay, how many games of the how many games of the Sixers win this year?
45.
So you say they make the playoffs?
Listen, I just think they're going to be a better team.
Wait a minute! If it's 45, they're going to make the playoffs. What are you hedging about?
Yeah, listen, because the windup is.
You are such a dope. You are not an expert on anything in sports. Anything.
Listen to me.
They win 45 games, they're in the playoffs.
But how about if they only win 38? I mean, I'm just.
Well, you just told me 45.
Yeah, but I'm pushing it to the max.
You know, you push everything to the max. Where's the po-po?
That's why I lose all the time.
You're going to sing. I got one more question. When are you moving?
First of all, you asked me to sing, and then he let me sing three lines.
Okay.
What kind of singing is that? That's
bad.
An insult.
Okay, when are you moving to Arizona?
Soon. I can't give you the date, though.
Yes, you can give me the date.
Soon. We're going to keep it vague.
Oh, you are, huh? I want the po-po to put that new jewelry on you before you leave.
Correct.
All right. Sing.
I don't want to heighten
sing,
up any investigation.
Sing.
Okay. Good saw today. Gray skies are going to clear up. Put on a happy face. Take out the pleasant outlook. Stick out a noble chin. Wimple all down.
Here they come. It's more than three lines
face.
And you are done. WIP Sports Time 858.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.